Philip Sampapia, the Sergeant here. Today's date is 03/29/2025. Dictation is for Blang Grangu. Grangu spells G-R-A-N-G-U-E. Blang spells B-L-E-N-G. Date of birth is 03/04/2011. This is a ...14-year-old child here with pain to his left and right great toe. He's accompanied by parents who stated that. This has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. Has had to be in open shoes because closed shoes was causing his pain. He says pain is approximately 8/10. Worse with certain shoes and better with open shoes, period. Denies trauma, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 112/66, pulse 68, respiration 18, temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph, right great toe, the medial surface of his nail is embedded into the surrounding soft tissue. There is pus present. There is edema of the soft tissue. Tenderness to palpation. There is localized erythema around the corner of the nail, period. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Left great toe. Surrounding the medial surface of the nail is embedded into the surrounding soft tissue. There is edema. There is pus discharge. There is localized erythema. Tenderness to palpation. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychocryptosis, right great toe. Assessment number two is onychocryptosis, left great toe, period. Next paragraph. Procedure. The procedure for partial removal of the nails from both toes in both digits were explained to parents and patient. We talk about the complications and the side effects of the procedure. They express understanding and give verbal permission for me to proceed. Next paragraph. Procedure. Partial nail removal. Both feet were soaked in warm water with betadine for approximately 15 minutes. Next line, after feet was removed from the soaks, it was pat dry. Then the left digit first was prepped with betadine wipe and over wiped with alcohol swabs. Next line, 3 milliliters of lidocaine without epinephrine was injected into digits, performing a digital block, H-type. Next line. Right great toe. Site was cleansed with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol swab. With approximately 3 milliliters of normal of lidocaine, a digital block was performed, H-type. Next line. Patient toes were assessed for achievement of anesthesia. Anesthesia was achieved. Next line. With the forceps, the edge of the nail was tightly secured, then rotate in the opposite direction of implantation. The nail that was removed is then cut with a nail clipper, correction, a nail scissors, next line. Bleeding was minimal but was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, the site was explored for remnants of nail, none was found. Next line, the site was then baited in triple antibiotics, covered with 2x2, secured with Coban. Next line, a similar procedure was performed in the right great toe. Next paragraph, patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication: Bactrim, 80/160 milligrams. You will take one POBID for 7 days, number 14. Parents stated that they have Tylenol and Motrin at home and they will use that for pain. It's advised to wear open-soled shoe at least for the next 48 to 72 hours. Patient says he understands and will comply. Parents were advised that site should be examined in 48 hours, either by themselves or they can come back to the clinic to check for infection. Says they understand and will comply. They was given the opportunity to ask questions. Their questions were answered. End of the session.